This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We are here in beautiful Portsmouth, UK, and we're at PHP South Coast 15, and I have three of the organizers of South Coast PHP, and we're going to talk a little bit about conferences, because, you know, everybody thinks that conferences are so, or organizing a conference is so glamorous, but you've done one, and you know the secret that I know. We're all in it for the money, right? Yeah. I'm going to throw this out to you, James. Why start another conference?
So we started our user group, PHP Hampshire, ages ago, and one of the goals when we started it was to actually ultimately start a conference as well. We saw other conferences like PHP Northwest, PHP UK, obviously both UK conferences, and obviously overseas conferences like Sunshine, Benelux, and so on. And we wanted to bring that to the South Coast. And then we started networking with the other nearby user groups, so Brighton PHP and PHP Dorset. And we got together last year at PHP Northwest 14, and it became a reality. We had a meeting, and it just happened.
Excellent.
Like that.
Either of you have anything to add to that?
No, I think James pretty much summed up everything about where this came from, other than being shoehorned into a corner by Lorna Mitchell at PHP Northwest 14 and basically told, you're running a conference next year. Okay. And so we did.
She failed to tell you all the sleepless nights and all of that was involved in it, I guess.
Yes, it's been a busy 9 months, but actually, it's been made a lot easier with an awesome team behind me. We've got a team of 11 people, all made up of the various user group organizers and attendees, and it's made it actually probably a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Obviously, not really easy, but yeah, certainly it's been pretty smooth going. It's been really good communication. Everyone's been really helpful and put up with a lot of my nagging, but yeah, it's been busy, but I would do it again. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Rich, we've not heard from you, so I'm going to ask you. There's an awful lot of great things that come with organizing a conference. The experience, quite honestly, the notoriety. I mean, there's an awful lot of upside to it. What's the worst thing that you've had? The worst experience you've had in organizing this event?
I think it's probably very early on, you know, we got the idea, let's run a conference. I remember James sending an email going, I've got this idea, what about doing a South Coast conference? And then almost the enormity of it once you started to dig deeper into what needs to be done. So everything from the obvious things like a venue and speakers and so on, right down to, you know, the signs you need to produce and should we get stickers this big or that big. It's all the little details that make it so much of a bigger job than you'd imagine to start with, I think.
You brought up an interesting point, and this, we're going to chase a rabbit here. Sticker size, because people don't think about that. But if you make it too small, then the logo gets lost. If you make it too big, nobody's going to put it on their laptop because there's a limited amount of space. What was the sticker size y'all chose?
I have to defer to James on that.
I actually think it was slightly too big. I absolutely understand that, and I think we went a little bit too big because I got a PHP Hampshire one done, which it was slightly smaller, and I thought, oh, we'll make this one slightly bigger, it's slightly more important, but I think it's about the right size.
No, I'm looking at one now. It's very nice, die cut, and all of my stickers that I have, Nomad PHP, Voices, all of that kind of stuff, are 2-inch round. And this is right around that same size. So it's big enough so it's not going to get lost, but it's small enough so it doesn't take up the whole laptop, you know? So I do really like that one. As a matter of fact, I'm confiscating that one for my laptop. So you also, Rich, you mentioned the venue. James, I assume you were the one that selected the venue since you're local here?
Well, I had a look at a few different venues. This actual venue was the idea of one of our organization team, Phil Bennett. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, what about action stations in the dockyard? And I was like, well, do they have a conference center? And yes, they do.
Turns out they do.
And it's a really nice venue. And yeah, it's...
No.
Couldn't be happy.
This is a beautiful venue. And this is one of the things I love about community conferences. You go to, and you know, I have run Tech, I've run DPC, I've run ZenCon. I'm back to working on ZenCon. The larger conferences are always in a hotel. And the inside of one hotel looks exactly like the inside of another hotel. Mm. When I get to these community conferences and they're not based in a hotel, they're at an eclectic venue like this, which this is a building, it's one of the boathouses from the original Portsmouth Naval Yard, and it's now the Portsmouth Naval Yard is a tourist attraction, but it's also a working naval station.
Yes.
There are parts of it that are walled off. I've seen a patrol of two very mean looking police officers with Uzis, and I'm like, I'll be over here. So it is a working naval yard, but it's also a tourist attraction, but it's just it's a very interesting place. And the background noise you hear on this is the first floor is full of kids, and they're running around and they're screaming and they're having fun because action stations is places that you can go and actually do things. They have a helicopter gunship simulator over there, and I was wandering around looking at it. Just kudos on the venue and the entire team, because it's just a wonderful place. Okay, I have to ask, when you selected the speakers, because that's always the rough spot, okay? Who sent out the Dear John emails?
Yeah, that would be me.
That would be David.
That would be me, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
That was probably when you asked Rich earlier about a difficult point. I think that was my crunch time, because we got an overwhelming response for a first-time conference, community-run, and relatively unknown. The amount of people who submitted to our call, our CFP, was incredible. I mean, we were all overwhelmed, and the quality of the talks, we were already talking about extending the conference, and can we make this a two-day, can we make it three-track, because we had such, not just quantity, but the quality of talks, and it was really, really difficult sending that letter, and sending the emails out to everyone who did submit, and, you know, I can only hope that they'll submit again, when we run next year. But yeah, that was difficult, and I think the feedback I got from it was not too bad. You know, we didn't get anybody kind of going mental and shouting and screaming and ranting at us. And
that'll come.
Yeah, that'll come. I think as we were talking about last night at the speaker's dinner, Cal, you said I got away with it this year because I'm relatively unknown in the community other than my local user group, whereas now people are starting to know who I am thanks to the conference.
I was going to bring that up. We were talking last night on the way to the speaker's dinner, and I was sharing with you ZenCon 2006 was my first time, and I had to do that. And I got away with it because I knew who they were, but I didn't know these people personally. 2007, I had to email 500 or more of my friends and tell them, I'm sorry, we just, it's not that it's a bad talk, we've only got this many slots, you know, and it's just, it's rough, you know, especially when you're emailing friends. So next year, yeah, it's going to suck worse.
Thanks.
Incidentally, I've actually got most of the flack for rejected speakers, by the way. So everyone comes up to me, James, why didn't you accept my talk? It's like, I don't know, Dave did that.
Yeah. Oh, and I hate that question. Matter of fact, there are a few close friends that if they ask me that, I will actually answer it. Most of the time, that cannot end well for you as an organizer answering that question. You know, the simple answer is, you know, we had 10x. There are 10 speakers for every slot, and you know, because there's just no upside. I've rarely had it, even with close friends. You know, I've had people go, no. So we've covered the venue. We're staying at a beautiful hotel. The Speaker's Hotel is the Queen Hotel. It's absolutely gorgeous. And unlike most European hotels I'm in, I can stand in the room, hold my arms out, and not touch the walls. I mean, it is just a wonderful... That is the thing with me. In European hotel rooms are very small. This was a gorgeous venue. Now, you were telling me that you found this through an office Christmas party?
The hotel was the venue for the company I used to work at. We had our Christmas do there. It's a nice hotel. Also, incidentally, they filmed an episode of Mr. Bean there, which is a UK comedy for those who don't know. So.
If there are people who don't know what Mr. Bean is, they need to stop listening to this now and go find it on Netflix.
Absolutely, so.
Rowan Atkins. Yes. It's just one of my favorites. Okay, so we've talked about the hard stuff. Okay. What is, and I'll ask you, David, what is the best part about organizing a conference?
I think it's getting to know the people that you've seen. You know, you see all these people on Twitter, and you, like you said this morning, with role models and things like that, it's actually getting to meet them as people, to kind of not remove them as role models, but personalize that and actually know them as people as well as something else. You know, and they become friends, and that brings the community closer. They're not just a picture on Twitter or a Twitter handle. You know, they're somebody that you actually feel more comfortable about. And that's, I think, just conferences generally. But organizing it has just taken that up into overdrive, you know, because people see that you're on the organizing team and they're coming to you as well. And it kind of just opens up a whole new world of friends and network and community. And I guess that's definitely my favorite bit of the whole thing, to be honest.
Rich?
I think it's more about increasing the community as a whole. So you've got people that will perhaps not go to their local user group, but they will come to a conference. And so, you know, particularly with things like your keynote this morning, people come to a conference and go, oh, I've got user groups near me. I didn't know about it or hadn't thought about going to it, so I'll go to that and I'll tell some people at work about this conference and it was great, and they'll come along next time and so on and so forth. It's just growing that community.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the best thing out.
I'm glad you brought that up, because when we're talking about speakers, David, when you and I were walking to the speaker dinner last night, you mentioned something that really struck a chord with me. You said you're thinking about opening it up to one more track. You wanted that to be your local community track. I just love that. When I was running, I was part of the team that was running tech, we set aside a third of all slots for speakers that had never spoke before, you know? And with you, since you are all three leaders of local user groups, you're working to build that speaker your group of speakers locally, and I find that wonderful. How is that going, though? Are you finding that you have enough speakers?
Yes, actually, there's a new speaker, David Yell, who spoke at PHP Hampshire, and we've given him a slot here. Mm-hmm. There's, I think, approximately 40% of our speakers today are new or relatively inexperienced speakers.
Wow.
Which I'm really proud of, actually.
Yes.
And hopefully next year there'll be another conference and we can maybe do another day and have yet more new and upcoming speakers and give them a real opportunity. Because certainly when I started speaking, I had a lot of support from loads of people. And the hardest thing for me was to get accepted anywhere. So to be able to give other speakers that opportunity, or new speakers rather, that opportunity to speak at a conference nearby as well, and that's really one of my personal goals for this conference.
Well, you know as well as I do, because I've walked that same road, that getting somebody to listen to you and accept you. Once you get that first one, if you do a good job, word gets around, because you've now joined the community of what I like to call the ringmasters, you know, those of us who organize conferences, and we all talk to each other, and we compare notes. Yeah. And if somebody does a good job, especially if they're a new speaker, we all know that Lorna's going to do a good job, or that Derek is going to do a good job, you know. But if you can find new talent and introduce them around, you know they're going to get more and more speaking gigs, and that's a wonderful thing. So I appreciate the effort that y'all are putting into reaching out and expanding the speaker pool. Now, we've talked about the conference. Let's transition. Rich, we're going to start with you. Let's talk about your local user group. First of all, give us the name of it, but also tell us a little bit about the, you know, the format. How do y'all, you know, what's the format for your meetings? Do y'all do anything special, anything like that?
Okay, so our user group in Brighton, which is on the south coast in the UK, is Brighton PHP. The reason it hasn't got the PHP first, followed by Brighton second, is because somebody else already had the domain name and I didn't have it, so I had to go the other way around. We meet once a month on a Monday evening, and it's very informal actually. It's just people rock up, bit of a chat at the start, presentation normally 30 to 60 minutes, Q&A at the end, and then hit the pub around the corner for a few drinks.
What is it about PHP user groups? I mean, we always end up at the pub afterwards. Nashville PHP, we've got a they've got a nice little bar right near the venue, and the basement, we usually take over the basement afterwards, so it's awesome. David, talk to us a little about your group.
So it's PHP Dorset. We meet as well. We meet on the first Monday of every month. We normally have a talk. It's a pretty rushed at the moment. We go from 6 till 7 for our speaker slot, and due to our venue, it's a bit tight. So it's 1 hour of setup, speak, tear down. Mm. And then we tend to do the Q&A and social for a bit longer in the pub around the corner.
Around the corner.
And James, talk to us about your group.
Yeah, absolutely. The user group that we formed is called PHP Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Again, we meet once a month. On the second Wednesday, which incidentally clashes with PHP Southwest, which is in Bristol, so it's a little far away, but it clashes still. And we have a really nice local church as a venue, like a modern church, Elim Church it is. And we meet there and have a very relaxed sort of interaction for about half an hour, and then we have a talk for anywhere up to an hour, and as you might have guessed it, we end up in the pub after.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you all for being on Voices of the Elephant and sharing your experience. Now that we have talked about your user groups, we're going to go one round one more time because I'm going to ask you the same questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group? What's the URL? Okay?
So in Brighton, it's Brighton PHP, and the URL is brightonphp.org.
In Bournemouth, we are PHP Dorset, and it's phpdorset.co.uk.
And in Portsmouth, we've got PHP Hampshire, and it's phphants.co.uk.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here, taking the time out of this conference to talk with us. And I want to say a special thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community, because user groups are the lifeblood of our community. So thank you so much for everything you're doing for the PHP community. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.